was like entering other normal day in hell. Hallelujah. I don't know if there was an indication if the inhabitants of hell knew what was going to happen. But there was a day in which there was a pandemonium. I don't know if that's the way to pronounce it. There was an opera. Somebody came into hell. Hallelujah. There was a strange visitor into hell. Hallelujah. Oh, brethren, don't you hear the trumpet sound? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody came into hell. It was the day of Jubilee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says captivity was taken captive. Hallelujah. As it was in hell that day, so it is even now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a work of redemption. Hallelujah. Let's read about, there was a brother who had that revelation. His name is Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1 Peter chapter 3. Matthew also wrote about it. But let's start from Peter as we go back to look at the blood. Sorry, 1 Peter chapter 4. Okay, it's chapter 3, sorry. I got mixed up. Verse 18. For Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Hallelujah. By which also he went and preached unto the souls, unto the spirits in prison, which sometime we are disobedient, when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is Esau's, were saved. The like figure, hallelujah, that like figure is speaking also about our own condition. Hallelujah. Because when Jesus went into that realm, as many as submitted to that cancer, the Bible says he led captivity captive. Hallelujah. And when Matthew was recording it in Matthew 27, let's look at Matthew 27. Something strange happened in Jerusalem. I think it's from 51. Okay, from 50. We are talking about the power of the blood. Hallelujah. This is the power that is coming, the power of the redemption, the redemptive power, the capacity to deliver my soul from hell. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. Hallelujah. Look at the power. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. It didn't just stop there. And the earth did quake. And the rocks were rent. We ask, oh God, that there will be an earthquake in our soul today. Hallelujah. That the veils over the soul, over our mind. For the man said, until this day, until this time, there yet remains a veil. But he said that when he shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be broken. Hallelujah. Look at verse 52. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of their graves after his resurrection. Hallelujah. How many of us still want to remain in the grave? How many of us still want to remain in captivity? May the Lord deliver me, O God. Hallelujah. May the Lord visit the depths and break the chains. Hallelujah. He said, loose him and let him go. Hallelujah. When the blood comes, the purpose of bringing the blood is to bring redemption to the certain woman. Say, a certain woman had an issue of blood. In the morning, we began to look at this certain woman. We began to look at her condition. Amen. And the prophetic word says that we are that certain woman. Hallelujah. That is if you agree. Amen. Because when Jesus went down, it was only those who submitted to him. Hallelujah. Only those who received the blood were those who were permitted to leave hell. Hallelujah. Will you receive the blood? Hallelujah. We ended in the afternoon in Egypt. Hallelujah. We ended with that night in Egypt. And we said, we have come to that night in Egypt in the world. Hallelujah. When blood must be upon the lintel. Hallelujah. The blood must be upon the lintel of my mind. Hallelujah. I don't know if there is anyone who still is not sure. If there's anybody who has not made the shift, amen, from the natural to the spirit. Hallelujah. Because he told them, every lamp for a household. You are a household. Every individual is a household. Hallelujah. And it was the duty of the Father to select a lamb. Hallelujah. If the commandment was given and you didn't select the lamb, that is your choice. And you are hearing this ministry, you have been hearing the word, it's your responsibility to choose a lamb. Hallelujah. He says, if the house is too small, join to another house. Hallelujah. If your faith is too small, join to the faith of Christ. Hallelujah. But a lamb for a household. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Have you come to such a conclusion? Hallelujah. It's not riding on the faith of another person, but you must get this lamb. And he said, when you get it, they must collect the blood in a basin. Hallelujah. And they collected it. No blood, not one drop was to be wasted. They collected it. As long as the blood was in the basin, there was no deliverance for the house. Hallelujah. The blood has to be upon the lintel. Is there a blood upon your mind? Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, as we mentioned in the morning, is not the physical blood alone. Hallelujah. Blood has two components. The spirit in the blood and the natural blood. Hallelujah. Amen. And even the blood of bulls and goats and cow and chicken and dog, as long as this blood has power. Amen. And in Hebrews, he said, how much more the precious blood. Now, there is a religious mind which I have, which says the blood was applied in Calvary and that is the end of it. Hallelujah. As the body eats food, so the soul must eat the blood. Hallelujah. As the body needs natural energy, the soul, the spiritual realms of your being need energy also. And that energy is on a continual basis. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we ended with the scripture, Leviticus 17. Let's go back there. We ended when we began to say we need no argument. And we were saying that as for us, the argument is over. Hallelujah. Those who wish to argue can go ahead and argue. But the matter is settled. God says it. I believe it. That settles it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a pity that we can't have it up there. But if you have the Android Bible, if you have an Android phone, you can. If you have my sword, you can go with me, and we can examine it again. Hallelujah. Leviticus 17. This is where we stopped. So we'll try to push the message forward. Verse 11. For the 5315 of the flesh, 1320, is in the blood, 1818. So I'm just giving us the original, untranslated version of Leviticus 17:11. Is it there now? Which one is this one? 5:3. Yeah. Strong is a junior brother. One of the senior boys. You don't have young. Okay, anyway, we can manage with this. No, come down, don't worry. Come down. Let's see. Okay, you've seen the number. It's okay. Don't go too far. No, come down, huh? Nefesh. Everywhere. Nefesh from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to Malachi, the last verse, means soul. Amen. Hallelujah. It can be translated life, vitality, whatever, you know, however, whatever dimension that you want to go. The nefesh of the body is in the blood. What kind of language is that? What does that mean? Hallelujah. The soul is more than liquid. The life of the soul is in the blood. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, behold the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That taketh away the sin and iniquity of the world. If sin and iniquity is that today I will sin, tomorrow I have asked God, tomorrow rise and fall, then there's no use, it's not good enough. Therefore, Jesus had to die. Every day he will die. Hallelujah. So in the Old Testament, the blood of bulls and goats was not strong enough. Amen. That's why they had a market for sheep. Sheep market. Goat market. Amen. They turned it into a business. Because the man, according to Hebrews, one sponge, had to come back again. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But see, this man. Hallelujah. This man. The devil doesn't want to hear it. You can join me and say, this man was a man. Hallelujah. The man Christ Jesus. Amen. He had blood. But that blood was the energy, the power of God was in that blood. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's look at Isaiah 53. Let's read it in context. What I'm trying to do is to build our faith in the blood. Because the devil is running around telling us that there is no power in the blood. Hallelujah. And some of us have believed it. Some of us are convinced. And the train is about to leave you. Amen. The bus is about to sail. Amen. Without us. Hallelujah. The man said, will you be free from the burden of sin? That is power in the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53. Verse 11 says, he shall see of the travail of his soul. Does Jesus have soul? But Jesus is a spirit. He said, I'm not a spirit. Amen. Say, I'm not a spirit. Because I'm not a spirit, bring bread, let me eat. Eat. Jesus wept. Do you cry, sister? Jesus wept. Hallelujah. He had soul. And that soul was in the blood. Hallelujah. Soul is mind. He has mind. Hallelujah. Soul is emotion. He had emotion. Soul is desire. He had desires. Soul is will. He had will. And it was in the blood. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He shall see the travail of what? His 5315. You can check it. Amen. And shall be satisfied. Hallelujah. Verse 12. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has what? Poured out his 5315 unto death. I need no argument. Hallelujah. No more argument. Hallelujah. On that cross, he emptied his soul. Hallelujah. It was all poured out. And it was given for me. Hallelujah. It was given to you. It's a gift. An eternal, precious gift. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Christ was given. So, there is the blood of Christ, and there is my own blood. Hallelujah. Which one is higher? Which one is going to supersede? Hallelujah. So when he says you must take the blood, take it from the basin, you take it from Calvary. Do you understand? Calvary is the basin. Amen. Hallelujah. In Egypt, it was in a basin. In this Egypt, it was where? In Calvary. Hallelujah. As long as the blood is in Calvary, it's of no use to you. Amen. As long as the blood was on the basin, it was no use to those brethren. Hallelujah. They had to use hyssop and take the blood and put it on the doorpost. Hallelujah. There must be an activity. Hallelujah. Have you seen the blood? So the only way to go to Calvary is to go to Calvary with your mind. Hallelujah. Or better, to come into the spirit with your mind. Hallelujah. The blood is a spiritual operation. So let's read it again for avoidance of doubt. Revelations 5:8. Just in case somebody has an argument. No, it's not 5:8. Where it says, abstain from the foundation. Is it 13:8? Okay, yes, I'm mixing it up. 13:8. Revelation 13:8. I know there was an 8 in it. Yes. And shall dwell, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of the book of life of the Lamb. What? Slain where? From the foundation of the world. The blood was slain before time. That means throughout eternity, that blood will be speaking. Amen. Brethren, we are speaking about a spiritual operation. And the reason for all this, my grammar, is to come to one point. That the blood of Jesus is in this room right now. All the grammar I've been speaking is to bring me to make this statement. That blood is right now hovering all over this room. And also hovering inside the realms of my soul. Hallelujah. Wherever men walk, wherever men operate, the blood of Jesus is flowing. Amen. It began to flow from the time of Adam. Amen. So when Adam needed redemption, that blood worked. God took the blood of an animal and there was a redemption made. Amen. All through time, Adam taught his children to bring the blood. Hallelujah. They will make an altar and call upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There was a rascal boy who said, I will not do it. He went to bring goat, he went to bring yam and fufu. And what does he bring? They say, rascal boy. His name is Cain. Rascal boy. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there can be what? No remission. The blood that he shed was just trying to activate the one that was shed from the foundation. Don't you understand? Amen! Hallelujah. So he said, no, I won't do it. I'll do it my way. For him, the blood was in the basin. Hallelujah. It was not activated. But for his brother, who obeyed God, it was quickened for him. Amen. And his own offering was accepted of God. Hallelujah. Because remission of sin must be by the blood. And in God's program, we are coming there. The problem of sin is to make an end of sin. Hallelujah. So when we come into this time of atonement, the burden of the Spirit is not, God, forgive me, don't forgive me. It is to uproot the root of the sin. Hallelujah. And cast it into hell. Amen. Forever. Amen. It's to make an end of sin. Somebody says, sin cannot end. I say, sin can end. No argument. Why? Because Jesus took the blood. He went to hell. He went to the headquarters of hell. The Bible says, and having spoiled principalities and power, what did he do? He made a public show of them, triumphing over them in it. Amen. How did he do it? By the blood. Hallelujah. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. And the Bible says that woman, she stretched forth. He said, if I only touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. The blood must touch our mind. And it's a decision we make to put the blood upon the doorpost and upon the lintel of our souls. Amen. So, and I have represented it here on the board. This is the altar. And these are the horns. Earlier on, we had shown very clearly about the stronghold, about the idol in the soul. The idol in the mind, the idol in the desires, the strongholds, the images, all those strongholds of darkness within. Hallelujah. Now, when blood is brought, it is a work of judgment. Hallelujah. It is power against power. Hallelujah. And the purpose of it is to redeem, to buy back, to restore back. Hallelujah. Now, there's one basic question we have to settle. Where is the altar? Where is the altar? Let's go back to that revelation. Sorry, Leviticus 17:11. He talked about altar then. He talked about altar. It says, I've given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for the soul. For the life of the flesh, I'm just reading the King James own version. Somebody says, for the life of the soul in the flesh is in the blood. And I've given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Amen. So where is the altar? If there is an offering, it must be made upon something. Amen. If there is an idol, it is worshipped somewhere. Amen. The place where you worship an idol is the altar. It's a place of sacrifice. Hallelujah. Psalm 103 says, I will lift up my soul unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the soul is the altar. Hallelujah. When men go to a place to do something, it is only speaking of the altar within. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Bible says, the soul is the altar, and blood is given to purge the altar. Amen. So it says, giving the blood to make an atonement for the soul. Atonement means to make peace. It means to pacify. It means to reconciliate, to reconcile. Amen. So it means to, a big word, to propitiate. That means to cleanse, make clean, as though it had never clean, been sick, been defiled before. And it goes on and on and on. Hallelujah. Amen. Going forward, we were looking at this work of atonement, of sprinkling of the soul, the work of making clean, of bringing healing, of bringing restoration to the soul. And I said, this work is for a purpose. I'll just address that by two scriptures and then we'll go on. The first scripture is Ephesians chapter 5. If a man does not have a purpose, he may not know why he should do something. We must be a people of purpose. Why must my soul be cleansed? Why must my soul be redeemed? Let Let me begin to read from verse 21. We usually read it when we are doing physical marriage. Now we're talking about the marriage of the Lamb. And this is where it rightly belongs. It says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Amen. For the husband is the head of the wife. So, the purpose of this is because of Christ and the body. And that's what he says next. Even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Amen. The purpose of marriage is to speak of the greater marriage. Amen. So every natural marriage must look to and answer to the greater spiritual marriage. And we did say in the morning that this bride, this certain woman, is speaking about a spiritual woman who is the soul, who is the church. Verse 24, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so also let the wives be to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Why did he do that? That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. But there is a certain woman that has an issue of blood. And that certain woman is a candidate, but not yet the bride. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is the reason why this is not an option. It's something, well, if I want, if I don't want, hallelujah. As many as will not submit to the head, as many as will not submit to this counsel, the Bible says they are foolish bride. Amen. Amen. The foolish bride did not buy oil. Where is the oil stored? The oil is stored in the vessel. The vessel is the soul. Amen. But the soul has a problem. There's an issue of blood. Every oil that he receives, somebody comes and takes it. Hallelujah. That is an emergency. Touch me one more time, oh Lord. Because I have been in that condition. The Bible says that Samson was in that condition. They will go and sow. They give, is it the Gideon? Yes. And who was those rascal people? The Midianites will come. Everything that they have planted, they will come and get. Let's leave the Midianites alone. Let's talk about you and I. Amen. We labor. Amen. And somebody comes and says, give me. Give me. If you don't give me, I take it by force. Hallelujah. And we end up in God, I am sorry. Hallelujah. How long, O Lord? How long, O Lord? Amen. Salvation has come to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says that the prey of the captive shall be delivered. Hallelujah. Who is the captive? How shall the captive be delivered? By the blood. Hallelujah. We read it in the morning. Let's read it again. Revelation 2:12-11. Because somebody is saying it is over. And the word of the Lord is saying it's not yet over. Verse 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. How did they overcome him? They took the blood and put it on the lintel. Hallelujah. Have you taken the blood and put it on your lintel? Hallelujah. And when they had faith. There was faith in that action. Hallelujah. They believed that if they did it, that the angel of death will not touch them. Hallelujah. And they obeyed God. May the Lord quicken faith in us. Give us faith. Let the entrance of this world bring faith. That the blood can deliver us. That we can overcome. Not tomorrow, now. We can overcome in the flesh. We can overcome in our emotions. We can overcome in our desires. We can overcome. Amen. But when the enemy comes, he will not find it swept and empty. He will find it filled with oil. And this oil will remain. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We were in Ephesians. Let's go back to Ephesians. That he might, I'm reading 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse. Sanctify and cleanse means it's not clean. Hallelujah. It's mixed up. Amen. It's muddled up. It's defiled with the washing of the water by the word. That he might present it unto himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Hallelujah. But that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. Amen. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Hallelujah. There was a problem with Jesus and the brethren. But I believe that there will not be a problem between us and Jesus. Amen. He said in John chapter 6, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. He said, Jesus, we agree everything you have said, but this one, hallelujah. And the Bible says that some of the brethren walked back. Hallelujah. So how can this man give us of his flesh and tell us to drink of his blood? Hallelujah. The Bible says that the husband provides for the wife. Hallelujah. There is a provision that has made for you today. There's a provision tomorrow that I might overcome. There is a nourishment. There is an energy. There is a store of energy that is within us. But brethren, we are not using it. Hallelujah. Somebody say, how can I overcome practically? You overcome by the blood. We overcome by activating the energy within our soul. Christ, he said he's the living bread. Hallelujah. Bread is energy. Bread is strength for my mind. Strength for my emotion. Strength for my will. Amen. Hallelujah. And brethren, that end life is available to me to use. Hallelujah. I'll give you an example. When India was looking for independence from Britain, one of their men, one of their prominent men, his name is Nehru. He said, how can you look for independence from Britain when you wear English cotton? You wear English dress. Everything you do is English. There is cotton in India. First thing you do, burn all the English cotton. They came to the field. Everybody brought their clothes. And they put fire and burnt it. Nehru wore India cotton. All the big men went and burnt their suit and began to wear Indian cotton. And from that day, they declared their independence. Hallelujah. We want to overcome the devil, but we do not believe in the energy that has been given to us to overcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to John 6. John chapter 6. We're wondering why we don't have life. How can a woman have life when she doesn't submit to that which the husband has provided for her? Amen. She'll be sickly. She'll be undernourished. Hallelujah. John chapter 6. For me, one of the most important verses there, I think it's verse 57. It says, as the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Hallelujah. Verse 58. This is the energy. Hallelujah. When you use the word bread, it's just a way for us to understand. Very soon, already there is trouble. Some of us want bread for the evening, want energy for the evening. Hallelujah. The body is troubling. It's, you know, it's doing all sorts of beginning to. Some of us are weak already. We're looking for energy. As it is in the natural, so in the spirit. Amen. The soul needs strength to overcome the enemy. Amen. The soul needs strength to resist unto blood. Hallelujah. And when we do not have energy, when we do not have strength, when our minds are in a low area, someone who has a higher mind, a higher intelligence, will take us captive. Hallelujah. No wonder Paul preaches in Ephesians in verse 3. You know what he said? Verse 3:14. That we might be strengthened. With what? With might. Where? In the inner. Inner man needs might. Hallelujah. Because the onslaught of the enemy against you is in the spirit. Can we see that scripture? Leave this one. Okay, you're there already. 14. Okay, 16. All right. That he will grant you according to what? To be strengthened with might by his spirit. Where?
Inward man. Inward man. Inward man.
You can do your hand like me. Inward man. Hallelujah. Need strength in the inward man. Need strength in the mind. Why do I want to waste time with my mind? I want the mind of Christ. The Bible says we have the mind of Christ. And that mind is hovering around. It's knocking. Say, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man opens the door, I will come into him. Amen. Why do I want to struggle to overcome with my mind when I already have the mind of Christ? Hallelujah. So Paul said, put on the mind of Christ. Put on the new man. Hallelujah. It's in your Bible. Put on. Put on. Put on. He said, Israel. Israel. Israel is a foolish sheep. He says, therefore, they, not knowing the righteousness of God or rejecting the righteousness of God, what did they do? They went about to establish their own righteousness. That's what the people of God, that's what I'm doing. I am living the salvation and I'm trying, struggling to overcome sin. Struggling, struggling. Hallelujah. When there is already energy. When there's already righteousness. Hallelujah. No wonder Paul said, it's no longer I that liveth, but what? Christ that liveth in me. Hallelujah. See, the life I now live, I live by what? By the faith of Christ. Hallelujah. The old man must be crucified. The old nature must be put aside. The old mind must be rejected. The old emotions must be rejected. And you do that when you put the blood. Hallelujah. When you receive the blood, what you are doing is you put aside the first that he may establish the second. Hallelujah. We wake up in the morning. Today is a day to establish the second. Who is the second? Christ. Hallelujah. It says, the word is near you. It's not far. Hallelujah. The word of salvation is near you. It's near us. Hallelujah. If thou will believe in your heart, and if you confess, hallelujah. Brethren, we're not doing enough believing. We're not doing enough confession. Now, somebody ran away to the market. He said, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because I'm the righteousness, then he walks in sin. Hallelujah. Paul said, shall we continue in sin? That what? That grace. They rubbish, the devil in his own way will always rubbish that which is holy. Amen. Confession means activity. Amen. That when a man says, I am, when he says that if you believe in your heart, there must be a belief. Belief means repentance, turning away. Amen. Loving righteousness, hating iniquity. Amen. If I believe in my heart, and I say it, amen. I say it in my heart. As I meet the situation, I am bringing the blood against it. Hallelujah. The blood is walking every morning. Hallelujah. When I see a picture I don't like, I bring the blood against that picture. Hallelujah. When I see, I hear a word that is unclean, I bring the blood upon that. Hallelujah. That will become masters of the blood. We become priests of the blood. We live by the blood. Hallelujah. And that blood will begin to speak for us. Do you know that the blood of Jesus has voice? How can blood have voice? So, hallelujah. The blood has mind. Hallelujah. That is the mind of Christ. He speaks. Hallelujah. He said he maketh intercession for us. Don't you understand? The things you can pray, the blood is already speaking. He said he make ever liveth to make intercession for us. All we need to do is to line up with the intercession of the blood. Hallelujah. He said he speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Did you receive the things the blood was speaking on your behalf today? It was wasted. Hallelujah. May it not be wasted. May we repent from the years where we have wasted the grace of God. We going about to establish our own righteousness. The Bible says we have not been wise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blood speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Hallelujah. There is an intercession. And that intercession is to give us access. Let's read it. Hebrews 10:19. Hallelujah. Sorry, we're jumping from... I can't help it but to jump. Amen. Hebrews 10:19. Hallelujah. We need the revelation of the blood, brethren. Hallelujah. A fresh revelation. Hallelujah. Having therefore, what? Boldness. To do what? To enter. But can I qualify? To enter and abide. Hallelujah. Not to be a visitor, but to be a resident. Hallelujah. To enter by what? By the blood. Somebody says, I need a job. Go to the blood. You give him a job. Who needs a job here? Go to the blood. They give you a job. They give you access. Say amen. Hallelujah. The blood will open the door for you. Amen. It will go and speak. You wake up the man in the night and say, give a job to that girl that will come tomorrow. She will wear a red dress. Need you enter a red dress. Okay, sit down. You have the job. Amen. Hallelujah. So have access. By what? The blood. Somebody said, no. That blood is in Calvary. No, that blood is in Gold Spring High School. It's there now. Hallelujah. And that blood is walking in the realm of the mind. Brethren, there is a place where the blood is flowing. And the word of God is to take us to that realm. Hallelujah. Soul walks on the basis of realms. Hallelujah. Say amen now. Oh, yes. Psalm 86 verse 13. Please show us. On earth you have geography, you have Africa, you have Egypt, you have where again. But in the heaven we have realms. From one realm of heaven to another realm of heaven. The heaven of heavens. Somebody said that realm. Who told you? The heaven of what? Heavens. Hallelujah. That has done what? That has delivered my soul from where? Hallelujah. Jesus took the blood and went to the lowest hell. He entered there. Hallelujah. So who wants to go? And today, that blood has come also. It has come for me. Lord, I want to go. I want to go. Hallelujah. I'm going from the lowest hell to the highest heaven. Amen. From realm to realm. From faith to faith. From glory to glory. Amen. There is a realm in which the arrows of the enemy cannot touch you. Bible says we are seated far. We are above principalities and powers. In heavenly places in Christ is the geography of the soul. Hallelujah. Captivity. Freedom. Hallelujah. On that night, that we're still going to that night in Egypt, said there was the captive in the dungeons. Hallelujah. The captive in the dungeon. That day was released. Amen. And the Bible says, even if our soul is in captivity, we shall release it. Hallelujah. Amen. The blood speaks and is given to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, 1 Corinthians 6:17. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This one is also speaking about the woman with the issue of blood. Hallelujah. This is what she did. He that is joined unto the Lord is what? One spirit. Amen. It's speaking about joining. It's speaking about joining. Hallelujah. There's only one thing that can join us to the Lord, and it is the blood. Let's see it in Ephesians chapter 2. Is it on? Ephesians 2. We use scripture to answer scripture, so that our faith will be based on the word. When the devil begins to argue with you, you will say, it is written. Hallelujah. Let's start from 11. He said, wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, but that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. Hallelujah. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes far off, are what? Made nigh by what? The blood of Jesus. Who is our peace? Who have made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished where? In his flesh, the enmity, even the law or commandments contained in the ordinances, to make himself of twain one new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity. And came and preached peace to you which are afar off, and to them that were nigh. Amen. For through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. That's what the blood does. Amen. The blood has works to bring together. Amen. Hallelujah. And as our soul is sprinkled, as we sprinkle our mind, you wake up in the morning and say, today I sprinkle my mind. That's the way it is done. Amen. You wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is not to check your WhatsApp to know the message they gave to you. No. The first thing you do is to put your hand in the basin and take the blood on my mind. I take the blood on my emotion. I take the blood on my desire. I take the blood on my will. I open my Bible, I start reading, and I go to about to buy shoe. I said, no, you're not buying shoe, you are in the Bible. You read. After two sentences, you travel to China, say, China, come back. You are there. Amen! That's how to overcome. That's how to overcome. And as he's traveling to China, he said, my friend, you're not going to China, you are here now. We plead the blood upon you. Amen. You force the mind. You overcome by the blood. Amen. You come out on the road, you see a picture, I say, the blood of Jesus. Not talisman. I am cleansing my mind. Amen. I want to relax. I say, now, let me enjoy the blood. I say, Lord, I receive the energy you are giving to me by the blood. Amen. Just like you sit down to nourish your body. Say, now, I want to nourish my mind by the blood. I put on the mind of Christ. I reject the mind of Muche. I reject the mind of so-and-so. I reject the mind of this. I reject the intellect. I put on the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Before you know it, you are inside. Hallelujah. Amen. The blood joins us to Christ. Hallelujah. And we, you know, you can begin to sing the blood. Think about the blood. Become a blood person. That's how you become a priest. Hallelujah. And that blood is energy. It's light. It's light. Amen. And when the, because of that, the darkness will be far away. Hallelujah. That's what to overcome by the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we are going to end. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10. We are ending in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 9 and Hebrews chapter 10. After this, we are going to have some practical session of applying the blood, of rising in the spirit to where the blood is and touch the hem of the garment. Amen. And touch that flow of blood. Amen. Hallelujah. We are going to apply the blood to the parts of our physical body where there is sickness. And parts of your soul where there is sickness, you bring the blood. Amen. Power must change hands this night. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hebrews. Let's start from 9. Then we'll go to 8. Even though 8 is before 9. I have said this before, but again, it's for emphasis. You know, in this our calling, we always say things, the same thing in 100 different ways, just to drive it home. That's what the devil does. Amen. He said, neither, okay, let's 11 is good. But Christ, being come an high priest of good things, to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. That is to say, not of this building. Neither by the blood of goats and of calves, but by his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place. Remember that morning, Mary Magdalene was there. He said, Rabboni. He said, no, hold on. I must go to your father and my father. My God and your God. What was it? It was the high priest. Because the Bible says, on the day of atonement, you read it in Leviticus 16. On the day of atonement, the high priest, he carries the blood. Bible says, on one hand, he has incense, beating small. He takes incense, puts it on the golden altar, and the smoke and the aroma, the fragrance, fills the whole temple. Amen. On the other hand, he has blood. He's going to the holiest of all. Hallelujah. And when he goes, he says, on the east part, what do you find in the east part? Is the mind. Hallelujah. The sun rises from the east. In the prophetic, The ear speaks of the mind. The mind is your mouth in the spirit. The mind is the mouth of the soul. The man eats physical food by natural mouth. The soul eats spiritual energy by the mouth, which is the mind. Hallelujah. Therefore, he brings the blood and he sprinkles it 7 times. What does he do? To bring total redemption and cleansing for the mind. So he says, he prayed that you may be renewed, that you may receive a renewing of the mind. Hallelujah. So he brings it. And as he brings the blood, there is a way made. Hallelujah. That's what he's talking about here. Amen. So he's speaking about that experience of the Day of Atonement. So that Jesus entered by his own blood. Now, if you read Leviticus 16, it says, on that day, the priest will make atonement for himself and then for the people. Hallelujah. So Jesus, as the own high priest, because his own blood was pure, because he was a lamb of God, didn't need another lamb. Rather, because he was a lamb, he offered himself. Hallelujah. And therefore, he brought cleansing for us. Hallelujah. And so when he went to hell, he also had to go to heaven with the same blood. Hallelujah. So for if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, do what? Purge the conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Amen. The conscience speaks of the deepest realms of the mind and of the heart. Hallelujah. And he said that's where there is the conscience of sin. That's where the seat of darkness is. And in that very place where there is the seat of darkness, that is where the blood is applied. Hallelujah. Because it says 70 weeks are determined to make an end of sin. To finish the to make a reconciliation for sin and to anoint the most holy. Verse 15, and for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Praise God. Hebrews 9, 8, let's go back to 8. Let's read Hebrews 8. It's very short and very sweet. Now, of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is sent on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. When the Bible talks about the heavens, it's speaking about the soul. It's also speaking about the heavens of God. Amen. A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man, amen, that this man have somewhat also to offer. And if he were on earth, he should not be a priest. See that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. Because when he was on earth, he was from the tribe of Judah. And the people who were priests were from the tribe of Levi. Amen. Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things. As Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, said he, that thou make all things according to the pattern shewed to thee in the mount. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry. By how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. What was the problem with the old covenant? The old covenant was a physical situation. The woman of blood, the woman that had the issue of blood, you and I, our problem is a spiritual problem. A physical arrangement could not address the problem in the conscience. So every day, when they shed the blood of bulls and goats, it couldn't go deep enough. Hallelujah. But we speak of a better covenant upon better promises that is addressing the besetting sin in my soul, that's addressing the altar in my mind. Hallelujah. Amen. And I have faith. You must have faith. The altar must come down. It must be broken down. Hallelujah. He says, for if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place should have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. Verse 10, very sweet. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord. That is speaking of now. Amen. Today, 2018, he says, God says, I will put my law where? In their Nigerian mind, in the Ndoki mind, in the Wuche mind, in the whatever mind. He says, God will put it. The only way he will put it is to blast away the other one and put a new one. Hallelujah. And he does it by the blood. That's why you take the blood and you will put it on the horn. Hallelujah. Amen. So we can rightly say, this is the mind. This is the emotion. And this is the will. And this is the desire. Amen. That's where the problem is. You put the solution where the problem is. Hallelujah. So I will put my law in their mind. Hallelujah. And I will what? Write. When somebody says write, write is an effort. Do you know anybody who writes unless he takes biro? Brings paper, raises his finger, and begins to... let me write now. I am Chris T. N. It's an effort. Hallelujah. You don't write in a moment. When he says, I will write my law in the inward part, means that God takes you. You say, I'm born again. Say, yeah, come. We are going to write in your mind. Hallelujah. It is the lifetime you are on earth. They are rewriting the law in the mind. Because there is a law of sin and death in the mind. It has to be... Okay, let me clean it now. Okay. You clean this one. Amen. And then you write a new one. You write a new law. Christ. Hallelujah. You must remove the old. To write means, one, you remove the law of sin and death, and you bring the law of life. Hallelujah. And this law is the law of light and energy. Hallelujah. You see, the light shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. Hallelujah. Say, the entrance of thy word. What does it do? It bringeth light. Hallelujah. Psalm 19. Say, the word of God is perfect. Doing what? Converting the soul. From dead soul to a living soul. Hallelujah. Amen. We could go on and on. There's a place called Mount Sinai. There's another place called Mount Zion. Some of us are in Mount Zion. I wish you can move over to Zion. Amen. Mount Sinai, a man was there 40 days. 40 nights. They were writing on a table. In Zion, there is a soul that is the table. And somebody is writing upon that soul. Hallelujah. Amen. You must be patient with God. I'm not a finished product yet. God is still finishing me. Amen. Every day he puts a polish. Every day he puts a polish. He's cleaning, cleansing, purging, cleaning it, shaping this, cutting this off. Hallelujah. And it's writing upon. He said that we are the New Testament, written by the, not with him, but by the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. May we submit to the Spirit that he may write upon us. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. It says, I will put my law. The word law, it says, I will put my law. The law, it means something of force. Say, I will put my laws in their mind. I write them in their heart. In Matthew 5:13, we saw the heart. He said, the things that define a man are not from outside, they are inside the heart, from out of the heart. So can you imagine, God is going in the place where the problem is. In that same place, say, I will put my law. Amen. And that is why it is important that we must own up to God. We must come to God. We must come to God and present our minds, present our hearts, and say, Lord, write. So I will put my laws in their mind. I write them in their heart. And I will be to them a God. You cannot be a God when his law are not there. In Isaiah 26, it says, when thy law is upon the earth, the inhabitants thereof will learn righteousness. I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, saying, know the Lord. Brother, know the Lord. For all who have gone through this experience shall know me, from the least to the greatest. Amen. And I'll be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that, he said, a new covenant, he has made the first old. Now that which decayed and waxed old is ready to vanish away. Amen. Brethren, we need to move on to this new covenant. And the center of this new covenant is the blood. Blood where? In the heart. Hallelujah. Every day you wake up, it is a writing exercise. It is an exercise of cleaning and writing a new law. Every day should be an excitement. Say, oh, today again. Hallelujah. Every day is an opportunity to put on Christ and to put off the old man. Hallelujah. Every day is an opportunity to rise in the spirit to become part of this eternal priesthood of Melchizedek. Hallelujah. May the Lord find us willing vessels. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up. Then shall we know, as we follow on to know. So he's going forth. It's like the morning. Hallelujah. Somebody says in Habakkuk, you say in Hagar, you say, how many of you were they that saw this house? The former house. Hallelujah. It says by the word of the Lord that the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the glory of the latter house, of the former house. Brethren, there is a new anointing coming. There's a new reality in the spirit coming. There's a man rising up. His head is in the heavens. The blood is upon his mind. Hallelujah! There's a man rising on the earth. The Lord of the earth. Ruler of the earth. In the spirit of Christ. Hallelujah! There's a new man rising. Hallelujah! From the ashes of slavery, of defeat. There's a new man that has come out of hell. Hallelujah! He said, thou will not leave my soul in hell, or suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Hallelujah. Are we going to be part of this army? Hallelujah. There is an excitement in the air. What are you excited about? The contract, the job. Hallelujah. Or are you excited because of the reality you see? Amen. Of a man walking in the nature and in the spirit of Christ. The Bible calls it the 42nd generation. Hallelujah. The head and the body together walking on earth. Hallelujah. Can you imagine Jesus coming back? He's not coming back as a natural physical man. Hallelujah. He's coming in his body. Hallelujah. The same power, the same anointing, the same glory, the same overcoming. Hallelujah. So everywhere he went, he was doing good. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power. And he went about doing good. Brethren, there is a new song coming. Hallelujah. Do you want to be part of it? We must rise out of the old of Calvary. The blood is not in Calvary. The blood is in your heart. Hallelujah. We need to speak it every day. We need to confess it. We need to draw life. We need to eat of it. We need to eat of his blood. We need to Bible speaks, he says, he called it the hidden manna. Amen. There is an energy within. Hallelujah. And as long as there, you cannot be destroyed. You cannot be overcome. What God has given to you, no spirit in hell can take it. When God opens a door to you, don't even try to close it. Hallelujah. There is a people rising as a strength coming forth. Hallelujah. Bible says, before them, the whole earth will gather darkness. Hallelujah. I don't know if you want to rise on your feet. We're going to do some exercise. Amen. Enough of talking. Time for prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.